1.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope your Monday was okay. Busy day, but it was a good day. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. You can go to the website, download podcasts, have them all up and ready to go. You can go to your, you can go wherever to get your podcast. I upload them in audio boom. Little Rams 49ers tonight. So getting some more football. A huge, just talking to a couple of buddies before I came in. And we were talking about tonight's game, and you're just like, you know, it's for, you know, the NFC West. San Francisco, I mean, you win tonight, and it is in San Francisco. You win tonight, you're 2-2. Everybody is 2-2 in that division if they win tonight. If not, you give at 3-1, you give the Rams, they keep that one game lead over everybody. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, how he plays tonight. You know, you watch all these games over the weekend, and we're gonna talk about all those in a second. But it's amazing how quickly narratives change, and I mean quickly, because it is incredible how some of these narratives changed. What else do I have here? We have sponsors of the show: Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Iowa Cubs, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance. I heard on the way in today, heard my new Come and Go commercial for the month, and have to do another one here in a couple weeks. Really enjoying doing that. Really enjoying getting to know Come and Go and the fresh perspective and all the fresh food and the app. They have a new app and everything, and it works so good, and it's a ton of fun. Also want to thank BetMGM. So through college football, through NFL football, did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did 8 bets, and I started with $200. I had 8 bets. I ended with 210 and some change. So kind of a 500 week and nothing big, but I still had fun. It gave things. I stopped watching my fantasy football. I have Cooper Kupp tonight. I need Cooper Kupp to score 44 points tonight in order to pull a game out. And I was I mean, some of the people that were picked high this year, Justin Herbert still isn't right. He's probably going to be fine. Some way out of nowhere, I am getting some radio feedback there. There we go. Out of nowhere, Justin Herbert, Jonathan Taylor, non-existent all year. Lamar Jackson in the rain, not a good game. Same team last week, 163 points. This week, I didn't break 100. That's fantasy football, folks, and it's still a ton of fun. It changes the way that you watch. It changes the way that you watch the NFL. I have teams I like to watch. I'm a Ravens fan. I liked watching the Chiefs last night. I don't hate the Bucs. So it was a fun game. And we'll talk about them as we move along. But it's fun. It's easy, and it's nice to have them be a part of the program. A rough weekend for. Let's start here and. I'll talk a little bit about both, and then we'll deeper dive in. Since I'm an Iowa State fan, I'll start with that one. That's a tough game. It's a tough game to lose. In the same breath that I talk about, I mean, it's hard for me to deal with this. And I've changed. Once you have kids and they've gone through and done sports and you're through sports, it's painful. You know, when you're watching your kids play and it's painful. I mean, it just eats at you. You know, it eats at you. It eats at you when they're doing good and bad. I mean, it just, I don't know. We have to, you know, I looked at social media. I looked at social media after the Iowa State Kansas game, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take a gander and see what it's like. And it depends on if you believe. Here's the weird thing: it depends on if you believe who the people are, if they really are. Listen, you don't blame kids that are 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old. You expect your special teams. Special teams is such an integral part of sports, football. So integral that you know darn well they don't get practiced as much as everything else does. I mean, it has to be a good snap, just the whole thing. He missed kicks. I mean, that's at worst case scenario, that's a 17-14 win. And you're back to 1-1, you're 4-1, and you know, you get K-State at home. You know, maybe you're thinking differently. You miss those kicks and you struggle. That's not the reason they lost the game. There are just things that happen. And I like the fact that when you lose the group of people that you lost last year, and no matter how well you played in the first game and then to beat Iowa, I get it, all that. I get it all. I understand. But you still have expectations and you still have to be able to deal with all the stuff. I thought the first Big 12 game, I thought we let something outside the game of football interfere with how well we played on the field. And I, to be really honest, didn't get a lot of pushback on that. I mean, I think it frustrated everybody, and it took us too long, and we gave up a couple of big plays and, you know, barely lost a football game. And then you come into this Kansas game and you miss field goals, but you just had things that just weren't the way they should be when you are five games into a season. It's a young team. They had to replace a four-year starter, a three-year starter, two tight ends that were four-year starters. I mean, there was a lot of things they had to replace. I think the defense was pretty good all day long, considering some of the places that the offense put them in. I just think the offensive scheme and game plan, and get ready because I'm going to move that right on into the next game too. The scheme and game plan have to be a little bit different than what it is. You're struggling a little bit in the run game right now. I mean, you look at stats and it says you rushed 31 times for 16 yards. That was it was 21 on Hunter Deckers getting sacked or knocked down. One that I think it was a fumble that was a 10-yard loss. But you had 12 carries for 29 yards. Jarrell Brock had one carry and didn't play the rest of the game. That matters. Hunter Deckers was 30 for 48. I don't think there's anybody on this planet, in this state, in Ames, that wants Hunter Deckers throwing 48 times. But when other things aren't working, you have to move on. And they did. I thought they did a really good job of that. I would just like to see a better scheme on how they work to get people open. And I think that is something that they'll work themselves into. I think they're working the tight ends into that. But when you lose a Chase Allen, and you lose a, and this is the part of me that stinks at football, because I had it and I just was getting ready to say it and then it goes away. It'll come back here in a second. But when you have two tight ends that have been there as long as they've been, Chase Allen, it's coming. You can't. There's no way to replace that. That was Brock. Brock Purdy was good at what he did because of that. Because whenever he couldn't go somewhere, he knew where he could go. And when you lose that, Charlie Kohler, thank you. I said thank you to myself. How bad is that? I said thank you. They knew what to do to get open to get yards. And he's still working on that. Xavier Hutchinson is still working on that. His receivers, Jalen Noel, I think is going to have a great year. He's working on that. Stanley's working on that. All these guys are working on that. Kansas is, they were at home. They're riding a streak. I mean, they're 5-0. They've won two Big 12 games. That hasn't happened. Little things cost us that game. A penalty here. A mishandle here. Other than that, I think we're fine. It's not like when you look at team stats they gave up 10 first downs. They gave up 213 total yards. And we got beat 14-11. They didn't score in the first quarter, the third quarter, or the fourth quarter. Offense has to get better. Offensive line needs to get better. And no matter what other people say, it's not getting easier to make that happen being in the Big 12. It's not going to be easy. And you have to deal with that. We have a big game. We have K-State coming in. It's a game now that we need to win. K-State's 2-0 in the Big 12. 4-1 overall. They do a lot of the same things that a lot of these teams do. They play good defense, and they get on offense what they can get. I think we're fine. I just think we need to get it turned around this week. It's little things. Just little things. Third down efficiency, we were 5-for-18. Fourth down efficiency, we were 4-for-5. Time of possession, we controlled the game. Didn't have a lot of penalties. Just couldn't run the ball consistently. If I was gonna pick on Hunter Deckers a little bit, I think when push comes to shove and pocket starts to close and stuff, throw the ball away or get out on the run and see if you can throw. If you don't have a lane that you like, because he's not Hunter Deckers from last year. He was a bigger player to be what he needed to be this year. He's the Hunter Deckers that we have. It doesn't mean I want him running all the time, but when things are closing in on you, just get rid of the ball. And it doesn't get a ton easier, because now you have, and you played Baylor straight up. You lost by 7. You lost by 3 to Kansas. Those are two ranked teams. Now you have another ranked team in K-State. Then you have to go to Texas. Then you get Oklahoma. Then you get West Virginia. You have to go to Okie State. That's the number 7 team in the country. And then you get Texas Tech and you get TCU. You have to go down to TCU. There's plenty of time. There's plenty to do. But let's the one thing you can't do is you can't hit on these kids and give Mr. Clark a round of applause for a bad snap and getting a 2-point conversion. The family is strong. He's trying to one up his sister, and I love it. He's such a great kid, and it's a great family. And if he was, here's the great thing. If he was sitting right here, he'd say, yeah, it's come on. They're college kids. You know, it's tough. You have to sit in here. I mean, the fact that you look at, when you look at the box score and you have to do it, and it's not like he doesn't know. Hunter Deckers has to be better. And I think he understands that. Getting Jarrell Brock to be healthy is a massive thing. And just trusting more people. And that's not just Hunter. That's the whole coaching staff is trusting everybody. The coaching staff is a big part of that. I got about 20 seconds. So when we come back from break, we're going to dive into the Iowa-Michigan game. And it's, you know, it's another one of those games. You look on paper and you look on stats and you look on paper, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But when you look at the totality of the game, it's another one of those things. Yes, they are struggling to score on offense and to move the ball on offense. Get off the kids. They're grown men coaching these guys. If somebody's taking the hit for all this stuff, it's got to be the coaches, not the kids. When they start getting paid millions of dollars in the NFL, then stop blaming the coaches and start blaming the players. But you can blame some coaches too. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day, had a great weekend. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website's 1700thechamp.com. You can download the podcast for all the shows that we've done. Finished all them up yesterday, got everything back up and running a lot faster. It's really cool. Tonight, after our show, we have Rams 49ers. 6:30 pregame. You'll get a little bit of Zach Gelb, and then right into NFL football. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. They'll take care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, and private banking needs. Commitment that you can count on. Go in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account. Be prepared. This is the part of your commitment, is be prepared. Understand what you think you need, some of the things you're looking for, what you would like to see, and then you get to kind of take a deep breath, and then you get to see what their commitment is all about, and that is to take care of the issues that you raised, ask some more questions to see if there's anything else they can do, and then figure out a way to where when you walk out that door that you're not worrying about your banking anymore. You know that it's being taken care of, and you feel good with it, and that's what we want. That's what they want. Northwest Bank, member FDIC, one of the first groups that have come in here and been a part of the show from day one. And love every minute of it and enjoy it. And a great bank, great people. Okay, let's dive into the Michigan-Iowa game. And I will be very upfront that I was, thank you to T and to Scott, I was golfing in Des Moines Golf early. So I came inside to watch the game towards the middle end of the third quarter. You could tell when, I mean, we heard some people, you know, you heard, I wasn't listening to the game, because I wanted to enjoy the scenery. What a beautiful place. Des Moines Golf is a beautiful place. It's very difficult. It's very difficult when you don't, when you play somewhere and you don't know the ins and outs and the stuff. Not that it would have mattered. I shot a 107 and I was happy. Didn't do anything well. I had moments when I did stuff okay, but it was just being there, being with the guys and stuff. It was a lot of fun. But we came in, you could kind of tell the game wasn't going well because we hadn't looked a ton. I think the last time that I had looked, it was 13-0 at halftime. And I thought, okay, that's you can overcome that. When you look at the way this sets up, and now that I had the chance on Sunday and now today looking again, when you look at and here's the one thing that sticks out, right? Michigan had 42 rushes for 172 yards. And he also, J.J. McCarthy either got sacked or knocked down five times for minus 14. So if you, that's taken for, so that'd be almost 186 yards. If you would have told me that Michigan was going to run for over 125 yards, I'd have said they were going to win the game. And as you can see, they did. And they did. Passed for 155, had a touchdown. You know, and if you would have told me while I was out that Spencer Petras was 21 for 31 for 248 and hadn't thrown a pick, I'd be like, man, I would think that without telling me the stuff from Michigan, I'd think, okay, they're having a good day. They had if you take out Spencer's losses on here, they rushed 24 times for 66 yards. If you would have told me that on top of it, then I would have told you, okay, they're not running the ball because they're not as close in this game as you could have thought, and he's having to throw the ball. While we were watching the game, and on a couple of the scoring drives, that they scored their 14 points in the fourth quarter. On both of those drives, I thought the play call, I'm like, okay. Michigan did what I thought Michigan would do. They tightened the reins and they were willing just to punt and punt and punt and punt. Okay. And I thought, all right, we got 14 points. Let's go. Let's watch. After that I thought the play calling, I still think that it gets to a point where the coaching staff, the offensive staff, so it's radio. It's let's be the coach and the offensive coordinator aren't on the same page when you're down even 20. I think it was 27-7, then 27-14. So you're down 13. Some of the plays they ran were a little mind boggling to me. It was like, okay, Unless we can, you know, break a couple of tackles, a couple of third down calls, it was strange. I think the exact words that I said is, if you don't do it at the first part of the game, and you only do it when you're down 20-0, it doesn't work as good. It's not like they're not. Not a lot of college football teams can flip a switch. Okay, you know what? Here's a point. We got to flip that switch, and we're going to go aggressive on offense. There's a handful of those teams out there. I don't think that Iowa State Matt Campbell going, okay, right now we got to go. I don't know if they can change and do. They have a way that they can score. Michigan has a way they can score, which is different than Ohio State, but much different than Iowa. And right now, for both, and I'm going to compare both. I'm going to compare Iowa, and I'm going to compare Iowa State. I think Iowa State has a brand new quarterback, and they're just trying to see what his plate is. You know, how many things can I throw on his plate, and he can still eat it all, and we can get what we want. And I don't think they're there yet. You know, that's the difference between Hunter right now and Brock Purdy last year. The difference between Spencer now and Spencer last year, I don't think there's a difference. And I don't know if it's Spencer or I don't know if it's coaching, but when that scores 20 to nothing and you get into the start of the fourth quarter, that's not when you can flip a switch. And if there's a Hawkeye fan out there that says, you know what, as soon as we scored that touchdown, and I can't see when all the here, I'll go to team stats. No, I'm gonna go by play by play. Because I can do touchdowns. So to get to, so it was 27-27. It was 27-7. I don't think at 27-7 that you can flip a switch and go, okay, we got to do something different. I don't think you can do that. I think at 20-7, you could flip that switch and try to be more open. But once it's 27-7, I don't think there's a switch that you can flip. Once again, he was 21 for 31. I saw a couple passes get knocked down. I saw a couple passes that were pretty good. I saw a couple passes that probably should have been caught. A couple that 2, 3, 4 that no chance, under pressure. You know, it's difficult. Do I think Michigan is 27-14 better than Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City? I probably would have said no. If I'd have saw that score and it was in Michigan, I'd have probably been more comfortable with that. Like the Iowa State Cyclones, the Iowa Hawkeyes now, I mean, they have winnable games. Illinois is a winnable game. It's not as winnable as what it was at the beginning of the year. I mean, they're 4-1 and 1-1 in the Big Ten. And Brent Bielema is going, well, at least I'm not the only one that's getting run out of town in Wisconsin. I don't think that's as easy as a game. It's at Illinois. That's not. And then you have to go to at Ohio State. Then you get Northwestern at home. Northwestern's 1-1. They're 1-4. It's not a good football team. Then you have to go to Purdue. Then you have to go to Wisconsin. I think that Wisconsin game is really funny. I thought that Wisconsin game with Paul Christ as coach was a pick'em game. And a pick'em game, even though it's in Iowa City, but Wisconsin's playing better. Now, with Jim Leonard in there, I don't think it's a pick'em game anymore. I think Wisconsin will be favored. And at Minnesota's not going to be easy. Iowa has Minnesota's number. It's not going to be easy. And who knows what Iowa-Nebraska is going to be at the end of the year. Who knows what Nebraska, I mean, Nebraska's got nothing to lose. If things don't turn around, you know, you don't understand everything that Iowa has going on as well. They're 3-2. My expectation is there's at least a best case. So 7 games left. So that gets you to 12. 7-5 would be good. I think 7-5 would be good. Is that enough? Is that enough what you want? Is it enough to, so after you have a game in your house and you get beat 27-14, and probably if I didn't listen to any of the call-in shows over the weekend, I didn't want to hear Iowa State's, once again, it's not, and not that calling in and ripping coaches is a great idea either, because we have no idea in the world all the things that they have to do and go through their head and all the things. I don't want somebody coming to my job and critiquing and yelling and screaming and doing all that either. But it still, when you look at that game and the outcomes that you thought were going to happen, and most thoughts that I heard going into it from friends talking above board, not angrily or anything, is, you know what? There's a shot that we're going to be okay. You know what? I can see it. I can live with it. And I think we're going to be okay. And I don't know if you are still thinking that way at 3-2. And I don't know what the answer is. Here's the overwhelming thing. Well, wow. The defense didn't play as well. You know how long they have been. If you take that Iowa State game and you take this Michigan game, I mean, this game here, team stats, the defense was on the field for, they were on the field for 33 minutes and 44 seconds. That's 8 minutes more they were on it. That's almost a whole quarter more they were on the field. What's your expectation? And I know they're getting healthy, and it's going to work its way out, but your leading receiver was Luke Lachey, 4 catches, 84 yards. You struggled to run the ball. That's your leading receiver. He's not it. I mean, that's 8 yards, or no, it's better than that. He actually played really well. You're not getting the ball deep downfield. It's not opening up running lanes. There's just a lot of stuff, and I don't know if it's personnel. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's philosophy, or as usual, it's probably a 33 1/3% of all three. But they've been the same all three. And I don't know how good the Big Ten is at this point in time, top to bottom. We'll talk about that later today. But it's not the SEC. You know, that's the comparison, right? That's what everybody does. Everybody's compared to the SEC. I mean, the SEC still have teams that they have teams that aren't playing very well either. It gets to a point where right now, I mean, you have Michigan, you have Ohio State, you have Penn State, and those are the three marquee teams in the conference. And then you have everybody else. And Iowa was always that fourth grouping. But they got a fight going on right now to stay in that fourth grouping. And the Wisconsin Badgers just fired their football coach. It's a tough thing, and fans make it that way. Radio station, talk show hosts make it that way. TV makes it that way. And it's a different game now. You're not allowed to not be elite. And it's hard to live up to. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Sports. Steen on Sports. 1700, the Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. It's getting to be that time. A little rush hour traffic out there. Be safe. It's the last 3 or 4 days, and rush hour traffic has not been kind to the Des Moines area. So be careful. Want to get everybody home on time and in good condition. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. On the website, you can check and see all the things that are coming on the radio. Tonight, Rams 49ers, huge game. We'll talk about the NFL in the second hour here. We got one more segment, and we're going to wrap up on college football. And we're going to do a little baseball at the in one of those two segments, and then do kind of a little potpourri of the weekend and everything coming up in that second hour. You can also download podcasts. They're all up there ready to go. Got a couple of new not upgrades, but updates that make it, oh my gosh, it makes it so much easier. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Founded in the Midwest in 2011, they provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care. That statement right there is so much more important now than it has been, you know, the last 2 years, 3 years compared to the prior 15. Always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for their customers. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep those environments safer and more healthy for their customers. Touch points, getting stuff on touch points that we touch, then we touch our eyes and nose and lips and everything that we do because it's just what we do, and trying to keep everybody healthy. Having a company like Heritage Building Maintenance makes that possible, and they do a very good job, and want to thank them for being a part of the program. Okay, so you're looking at college football. I think everybody is now kind of, I think the top six are pretty set, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of those next ones, but no matter how you want to go, some of these teams are going to have, I mean, to be really, I can't make fun of Alabama. They're too good to make fun of, but it's not like they play a juggernaut early season, and the SEC, I get it. They're 5-0. Georgia's 5-0. Georgia had a rough time this week. They dropped a little bit. They're 2 points behind. So they dropped a grand total like 7 points. Ohio State is next. I think if you wouldn't have seen like the last couple of years in these college football playoff games how Ohio State has played, I actually think they've looked better than Georgia and Alabama, but they're just the writers and the AP and everybody. The coaches poll, they're just not going to give. They're not going to give you credit until you beat one of these teams. Michigan came in and did to a really good Iowa team what people didn't think they would. That people could do to a really good Iowa team, and Clemson still. I mean, it hasn't been pretty, and you know that's Oklahoma. Where's man? Oklahoma. I said Oklahoma. Oklahoma. USC. Lincoln Riley has gone to USC, going to change the way they recruit, brought in some recruits, took some recruits. He has USC playing like they're Oklahoma. And he had Oklahoma playing. If you threw Oklahoma in the Pac-12, I would assume that Oklahoma would be about the same with Lincoln Riley coaching. I think Lincoln Riley, of all these guys, listen, I like Ryan Day. I like Kirby Smart. Nick Saban's Nick Saban, right? I like Jim Harbaugh as well. Dabo Sweeney, meh. Lincoln Riley is he deserves to be in that conversation with coaches. And I think two things are going to happen. Going to the Big Ten changes his recruiting avenue. You give him good players, he's going to make good players play good or great. There's a lot of coaches that you give them good players and their players play okay. You give them great players and they play good. Those are the coaches that you're looking for. As much, and I mean this with all my heart and soul, that I am, I got to be nice. I have to be nice to Oklahoma State. It pains me. It pains me sometimes to do that, right? I get it. And just sometimes it does, but you have to take a look at them and say that he's done a good job. It's not my favorite guy. I struggle, but I understand. And he has them playing well. And I don't know. I mean, they're going to, they're going to be tough to beat in the Big 12. Man, Mike, I can't even make myself do that. I can't. I struggle with that. And then you have some more SEC teams. Josh Heupel has Tennessee playing better than what Tennessee normally does. He really does. Ole Miss is playing well. You have to be, you know, Lane Kiffin can coach. He can. He has them playing well. Penn State's playing well. Utah's playing well. Oregon, Kentucky, NC State, Wake Forest, BYU, TCU. Listen to this. This is why I think college football is so much fun this year. Dropping out of the receiving votes in the top 25. Baylor, Florida State, Arkansas, Florida, Maryland, Minnesota, Texas A&M, Purdue, Oklahoma, dropping from rankings. Baylor, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Minnesota, Florida State, and Pittsburgh. Jumping into the rankings is TCU, UCLA, Kansas, Syracuse, Mississippi State, Cincinnati, and LSU. Another one of those teams that's really close, and it's one of these ones that I've been a big Memphis is playing well again. That's another one of those that if the Big 12 was grabbing people, you still need somebody for Central Florida to play, to have a rivalry with. You could do that with Memphis. They're close enough. That could be a pretty cool rivalry. But it's fun to see. And here's my, if you take Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, if you take the top six, just based on roster talent, 7 through 25, LSU, Brian Kelly's got that team back up there. People may not like Brian Kelly. He's going to find the right kids, and people in LSU may not want him there and may want him gone. He would win football games. It's not his class. He came in, it was a train wreck, and he's 4-1. I don't like the Brian Kelly hate. Make it be Mike Gundy hate. I bet you Mike Gundy's has his team back and is a ton of fun. You know, and that's changing all of the things that we talked about. But before, I got 2 minutes here. I got a minute. I'm excited that Kansas and Kansas State is getting a run. I'm glad Cincinnati's in there. I'm glad BYU's in there. It's this demise of the Big 12. It's not going to happen, folks. And if you want to know why it's not going to happen, is because talent is going to go where talent goes. Name, image, and likeness is not going to, there's not going to be 52 five-star kids all battling for NIL money at Alabama. Sooner or later, you got to play. You have to be on the football field. It's not going to be that way. Now, are they going to get the cream of the crop? Yes, but that doesn't mean they're going to win all the time. And it doesn't mean those kids are going to stay there all the time, because that's going to be the next thing that's going to change. You're not going to be able to keep them there for the entire time. The fact that you have other people that are in here makes this a big deal. And it's what college football needs. It's still a ton of fun to watch college football. It's a ton of fun to go to college football games. But it is Monday. And now it's time for the moneymaker, the NFL. We got NFL talk coming up in the second hour. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. My love for college football was enough to do it all the first 3 seconds. But it's NFL time now with a little bit of Major League Baseball.